Youth football is the future of our great game, so we want to make sure that it's as safe as possible and that the people who are making the decision about whether to let their son or daughter to play have as much information as they can get before making that decision.
That's one of the reasons why the Chicago Bears hosted the Moms Clinic at Hallis Hall.
What brought you out here tonight?
Safety for my son. He's really, really tiny.
I have a 2-year-old who will eventually play, so I just wanted to get some insight on what I have to look forward to.
Professionals in sports medicine taught moms new information about concussions and how to keep their child safe while playing football.
I hear it every day. Parents are overwhelmed. There's so much information on concussions. They don't know what to believe. Between the media and the internet and their neighbors and their relatives, they're overwhelmed. And we just want them to get solid information that's accurate and help them make an informed decision.
Well, I'm not here to convince anybody to let their kid play football. I think everybody is makes a decision that's based what's best for their family. But really, what I want to do is give them information, let them make their decision, and feel good about their decision.
Were your parents ever concerned about you playing football and the dangers of the game?
My mom was super concerned about me playing football. I can remember times being injured and mom being in the stands and grandma being in the stands and they have to keep them off the field. But, after the game, they spoke to me. We spoke to the doctors. The doctors gave us certain protocols and things that we could do to continue to keep me safe. And I think after she spoke to those guys, she became more and more comfortable.
The biggest myth is that people don't recover from concussions. And that's really frustrating for us because we have years of research that show that when an injury is managed appropriately, people do fully recover.
What message are you trying to send out here tonight?
That football's still safe. That it's still a great sport for kids to go out and interact with each other and to have an opportunity to. I mean, I made some of my best friends playing football. I didn't start till late, but, my son plays now, and he's the same way. Some of his best friends are football players.
Just more education, knowing that the game is safe. If you play the game safe, tackle safe, do the things right. Football is a sport that is a collision sport, but if you do it the right way, and that's what we want to be able to teach the mom, they can go home and say, I learned something, I was involved, and I understand now my son can play, and I trust the game, I trust the NFL, it's going to keep it safe.
With help from the Heads Up football program, the moms got a hands-on learning experience on proper tackling technique.
Now, I'm not a mom, but I am participating tonight, so what am I in store for?
Ooh, we're going to run you over. You better be ready.
I'm going to be doing the drills out here tonight. How do you think I'm going to do?
I'm not sure whether or not you can handle the backlash from if you don't do well. Because, your co-host, as funny as he tries to be, he's going to be all over you if you don't do well.
Oh. Big Cat, how was it?
I give you on a scale of 1 to 10.
Yeah.
6.
That's better than I thought. I'll take a 6. That's passing.
1, 2, 3.
Lauren.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna keep teaching you stuff if you're gonna keep having performances like that. Come on.
Big Cat was kind of a tough critic.
No, you're much better than that. You're much better than that. I taught you so much. And I feel like you're not retaining it. Come on, Lauren.
I will step it up in the
future. Please.
But
I'm tired of Big Cat.
I did get a 6 out of 10, so that's a D.
That's a D.
You know what that stands for?
What?
Do better next time. We'll do better next year.